This is Mom Nom, brought to you by Colorado Christian University and the MOPS Podcast Network. Our mission is to create snackable content that invites women like you to participate in encouraging, validating, and inspiring other moms as we embrace the chaos together. So here in South Louisiana, they will close school for some interesting occasions. I know, you know, being from Colorado, I'm used to having snow days, far and few between.
A lot of snow days.
But yeah, but I'm not used to having school get closed for the threat of severe weather, and by severe, I mean like hail and wind and tornadoes, and also school getting canceled for hurricanes. So this has been a whole new realm for me.
Yeah,
but it's every time this has happened. Almost every time this has happened, we'll get a really bad storm. They'll cancel school the day before, and then the next day we'll get the really bad storm, and it will last maybe an hour. And then the sun comes out, the birds are chirping, it's a gorgeous day, and it's like, what?
I'm sorry,
they canceled school for this?
So, like, they're canceling school a day in advance? Like, merely the forecasters have said there's a chance of severe weather.
Yes, and then they cancel school for the next day.
This is fascinating to me because
it's very interesting.
Maybe just wrestling through this, are your weathermen more accurate than the Colorado weathermen?
That's a valid question. I don't know that I would say that necessarily, but it's just an interesting perspective of making sure. I don't know, like where I grew up, we had tornado drills at the school. And if there was bad weather, we just hunkered down at the school.
Yes.
Put our head between our legs and said a prayer.
I think that they alleged that perhaps there was a safe room that you go to the interior of the building for a tornado or something like that. But it was never, school was never, ever canceled unless a tornado had already hit said building.
Right. Which makes sense.
And it was damaged.
Yes. Which makes sense. So anyway, it got me thinking, what is one to do on these days when school randomly gets canceled?
Fair question.
And you have to entertain your child for a whole day. What do you do? Especially if it is truly raining outside. So rainy day, what are some things to do? So I have a couple things.
Okay.
My favorite
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that my particular one that I have, because it just immediately came to me, and it requires a few supplies that I think we should all have on hand. I, at some point recently, discovered they're aluminum, very bright silver trays, like cookie sheets, but they have like the half inch rim all the way around them. So I think they're like jelly roll sheets technically or something.
Oh yeah, here we call those crawfish trays.
That. So that, but they're like the kind that the restaurant uses. They actually come in a million sizes on Amazon. Like they come in like little sizes, big sizes. These are, I've actually found lots of uses for them, but they're an amazing thing to do to contain messy things in your kitchen. And so if you're doing like a craft or, and here's where I'm going to give you my favorite, you take the tray and you fill it with shaving cream and then allow them to like write in it and draw designs in it. And like, they just get to mush around with it all in this contained area.
I love that. I use those trays for kinetic sand.
Yes. Yes.
Things like that. Or even if you're decorating, baking cookies is another thing you can do on a day like that. And then decorate the cookies. You can decorate them in one of those trays and it keeps the sprinkles from rolling off the counter and things like that. So I love this. I love this idea.
They're a game changer for me, I feel like. How did I live without these trays?
I know. Crawfish trays.
Okay, good to know. Never, ever would have used that as the example, just because I'm in Colorado. That's the only reason.
Another thing that we do is building a fort. That's always fun.
Yes.
I love building forts. This kind of started for me because weeks back, school got canceled and we actually did have a tornado warning. And that's my biggest fear. So I take it very seriously.
Okay. Yes.
And I do the obligatory go look out the window and look for it, which is super smart.
Nope. Not the best step. That's actually what they tell you not to do.
And then we head for our closet, our walk-in closet. And my excuse to get my daughter there without completely freaking her out is, hey, let's go build a fort in my closet. And oh my gosh, she goes crazy. She gets so excited. And
yes.
So we build a fort in my closet while we're hunkered down. And she has no idea that's why brilliant. We're in there. And we bring snacks and my laptop. And
to contain space. Like, that's more fun, actually.
I know. So then the warning lifted, and then we just came out and built an even bigger fort in the living room.
So that would be what they predicted would weather-wise, that canceled school. Did the tornado happen?
No.
No.
Thank goodness. Not here.
You're right.
In another city, not far from here, they did have a tornado, but not here, fortunately.
That is good. Good.
Another thing you can do, if it is truly raining and it's not thundering and lightning outside, you can always just embrace it. Go out and play in the rain. Put on some rain boots.
I do think we don't do enough of that.
It's so fun. Puddle jumping.
Yes.
It makes you feel like a kid again.
Be in the moment. Like, be totally present.
Yeah. And then another idea I had was to build a tower where you just grab things from around the house with your kids and say, all right, we're going to see who can build the tallest tower using anything you can find.
Love it.
I don't know.
That's creative,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I love that lots.
Just some fun ideas for a rainy day.
I'm also a sucker, probably all of the time, for like cuddling up and just watching movies under blankets. We have a fireplace in our house, but like right now, my son is absolutely obsessed with Rio. So that's like a blast from the past that you can pull back out.
I love that. I love
that. He thinks it's incredible. Rightfully so.
Well.
Yes.
All right. Well, now, listeners, now you know what to do on your next rainy day. And if you're in a place where school gets canceled, Godspeed. Thanks for listening to Mom Nom. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you have a success, fail, challenge, or mom hack you'd like to share with us, visit momnom.org. This podcast is made in partnership with MOPS International and Colorado Christian University. Moms thrive when connected to a MOPS group. Moms succeed when pursuing their passion with up to 30% savings toward an online degree with CCU. Learn more at momnom.org.